It's good to be inside where it's a little drier than it is out there. As the brother was sharing his testimony last night, I was sitting down there, and his testimony was almost identical to mine. You know, things he went through and things he did. And God convicted me down there that I'm going to get asked to share my testimony. So I just knew it. For some reason, I had a feeling I'm going to get asked to share mine. And as soon as the meeting was over, I was like, I ain't staying around here. I don't want to get asked in here. So I quickly cleared out. You know, I didn't want people to ask me. But anyway, I guess got a text this morning. Dad came in. I was eating breakfast. And he came in the door. He was already out milking cows. And I was waiting on Leroy to come pick me up to go to work. And it's like, Steve just texted and asked if you want to share your testimony. And all of a sudden, my raisin bran wasn't real good anymore. But I thought about it for a while, and I was like, well, if that's what the Lord wants me to do, that's what I'll do. So that's why I'm here today. It says, Psalms 27:1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength and my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So that's a comforting verse. I'll start with my school life, probably. We grew up horse and buggy Mennonite. And by the way, my name's LaVon. We got mom and dad, and I got two brothers. Lamar is 13 and Matthew's 10. And we grew up horse and buggy Mennonite. And started school. I was always one of the rebellious ones in school. I'd pick on the teacher all the time. And I thought that was great fun, you know, making the teacher upset with me and getting in trouble. And there's three of us. It was Gerald and Jerry and me. You know, if somebody get in trouble, we wouldn't tell the other one who it was. Then we'd all have to take a punishment. But that was just the way it was. And then I went to sixth grade. I don't know how old I would have been for sure, but sixth grade is all the further I went in the Old Order Mennonite School because of, well, Dad got converted and we started coming to Allen County. I think I was like 12 years old. And that was quite a change for my life, but it didn't bother me all that bad. It was great, you know, driving a vehicle. That was the main thing. Thought that was big stuff now that we get to drive, but it's nothing different than driving a horse. It's just as worse as horses. But anyhow, then we came to Allen County for 4 years, and then we started our own church out there, but I'll get to that later. When I was 14, I wanted to do what was right, and I feel I did give my heart to the Lord at that point, but I slid back and went deeper into sin after I did that about a year later. It was about 15. I started getting into the wrong kind of friends, the wrong kind of music. That was the greatest role in my life, probably, is my country music. Right at first, just a couple songs, I felt guilty listening to it. But I had a desire for more, so that's what happened. One song, you know, and then the other song. And, well, 6 years, 5 years later, that's what I lived for. But at the age of 16, I started working for Leroy. He's my boss. He's sitting back there. We do construction. And I knew I was in country songs pretty deep already. And I knew he's probably going to ask me about that stuff. Well, he did ask me, but I just sort of lied to him and told him I wasn't into it. And he asked me a couple of times, you know, if I never want to get baptized, because he knew I had an experience, and I didn't want to get baptized. I mean, I knew I shouldn't with what I was living in. First, I'd have to repent. I didn't want to repent of it. And I started having a lot of pride in my life, a lot of pride in my strength. You know, that's not right. I mean, that's just the way God made some of us. But hunting, you guys, most of you probably know me. Hunting was my idol. It made me spend thousands of dollars on my hunting stuff. And Some of the stuff I did in my hunting stuff, it's not legal. It wasn't legal. And I just thought about it. I gotta buy a different gun this year. But anyhow, that was one thing that took me down pretty far was hunting, and I live for it. My country music and my hunting. So God can take that away from you. I mean, it's not wrong to hunt or anything, but if it's your idol, there is something wrong with it. And I was the age of 17. There was nothing really that stuck out to me from between 16 to 18, probably. Just living my ungodly life, lusting and music and just having a ball, I thought. Then I'd have some serious anger problems because of all my hidden stuff. Mom and Dad didn't know about it. They didn't know I was into that music. And every once in a while something happened, I'd just blow up and shoot my dad or whoever, you know, whoever I got mad at. And I could feel the evil spirit in me. I mean, it just I'd say stuff I wouldn't even thought about saying, you know. But pray that God can take that away from me. I know He can. And then, my hunting, you know, every night, for the last, 4 years, I'd take my evening drive, go around the block, you know, and look for deer, and just, the main thing was listen to my music, because I'd get it on the truck radio, and if I didn't get my music in one day, you know, I'd be grouchy the next day that I didn't get it, so I'd try all the harder to. My brothers, you know, they wanted to go along, and I hated when they went along because I couldn't listen to my music. And I think Dad knew something was going on, but I don't think he really knew what. But from now on, I want to take my brothers with me. So, you know, if you're not converted and you sit in a meeting like this, like the meeting last night, that was one of the first meetings I sat underneath, probably, that, you know, the preacher preached like that. I didn't feel guilty about it. I used to hate those meetings. I used to tell Mom and Dad, you know, I won't be going. But they'd get me persuaded to go along, even though I wouldn't want to. And I'd go with them. And it was good for me. I'm glad they made me do it. But it was a struggle for me. I hated Sunday clothes because it looked, you know, to the world, it looked a little iffy. And I wanted to be worldly. That was my desires. And you know, you guys, most of you out there know that if you're into that kind of music, country music, well, if you don't repent of that, you won't have any victory over nothing else. And, well, Mom and Dad told me I should go to Bible school. That's probably, 3 years ago. I didn't want to go to Bible school, not one little bit, but they made me go to Bible school, which I'm glad for that too. And I didn't mind Bible school. I got into some trouble down there, which was wanting to do pretty much. But what I hated about Bible school was the prayer time, because, you know, they'd ask me to pray, and, well, I mean, you can say words, but it's not a real prayer if you're not born again. And that really spoke to me, because I knew I wasn't right with God, and sitting underneath some of those preachings, it just made I just got all the harder, you know. I was like, what the world? I'm not going to give my life to the Lord now yet. Still, I've got to have a lot of fun I want to do. And then it was probably, it was about 2 months ago, Leroy, we were on the way home from work, and he asked me again, that's probably last summer, if I don't want to get baptized. And I can't remember really what I answered, but, you know, people kept asking me about it. And I hated that. I didn't want to hear nothing of it. I knew I should, but I knew I can't unless I repent. And so it'd be November, past November is when I really started going downhill. There was some stuff I was working through, and it took me down the wrong way. Instead of looking to Jesus for my help, I'd crank the music up all the louder, you know, get my thoughts on something else. And the old truck speakers, you know, they couldn't barely crank it out loud enough, because the louder the better, the more you think about it, and the less you think about what you should be doing. And then, that's probably this February, down at Parker's, we're building a freestyle barn for him. And we had trusses were set. We were putting double bubble on. They were 12-foot bays, so we had 2x6s on edge. And, you know, I'd walk them back and forth. But after the double bubble was on, we were putting it on or getting ready to put metal on, I forget. I forget what I was carrying, but I had both arms full and I was walking along. And all of a sudden I slipped and I went down and I caught myself with my one arm. Thank God that I did, because if I would have died that day, I knew where I would be. But caught myself, which I took all the pride and took all the honor to myself that I was quick enough and strong enough to catch myself. And Leroy, right when I fell, you know, it made quite a bit of noise, and I remember Leroy saying, "Lord, have mercy," because he knew I wasn't safe. And then right after that, he's like, "The most important thing is to know you're ready, to know that you're ready to go if you do fall." And that it sort of made me mad that he said that, because I knew I wasn't right with God. But at that point, I felt something enter into me that I felt the devil just come into me and harden me. God, it never scared me. I never shook. And in my mind, the devil pretty much told me I can't die. If I would have fell, I'd be right back up on the roof anyhow. And so it didn't bother me. It just pretty much rolled off. But that was the Lord spared me there. Oh, thank you. Then here about probably a month ago, I started going to the Whistler Youth up in Elkhart. And the main thing for that was to get my mind on something else. You know, play ball every once in a night. I love playing softball, and I still do. I don't feel that was my idol, but it was just something I enjoyed. You know, they'd play softball and volleyball every Wednesday night. And, well, the most thing, the whole way up there and the whole way back down, you know, I could listen to my music. And a lot of you know I enjoy singing, and that is good in one way, but it was a downfall for me in that way, because, you know, all the country songs I knew, I'd try to do better. You know, at work, I couldn't barely sing any gospel songs anymore, because all I had going through my mind was the country songs, and I knew if I'd sing that, Leroy'd talk to me. And I didn't want him talking to me. So I knew I couldn't barely sing anymore. And I tried to, you know, to cover it up, sing gospel songs and act like I was happy, but inside I wasn't happy. And then when I started going to the ball games, I had some bad friends up there. Like, we got into a lot of stuff we shouldn't have got into. And I started texting with people I shouldn't have been texting with up there, and you know how that does. It just keeps getting worse. You know, if they're into country music and all that, when you get together, you fellowship one with another. And that's what we did. I'd go up there to have fun. And had a relationship with a girl up there. I regret that I ever did it. But the Lord can work that out. Then about 2 weeks ago, Leroy asked me to come over, and I think it was Saturday. I was headed to Worst, Columbia City. Oh, I was headed to put a food plot in for one of my friends, and he asked me to come over. He wanted to talk about something, and I was like, oh man, he's probably going to talk to me about being born again. I was like, well, I'll just tell him how it is, and then we'll go on. I get over there, and well, we had some stuff we were working through at work, and just this and that, and we had one worker quit, stuff we were working through, but I knew it was coming, and sure enough, there I was leaning against the red truck, and he was over against his truck, and he's like, he asked me, so he was pretty much asking me to give my life up, and I just sort of shrugged it off, and I knew I should, I told him I should. I knew I had a lot of decisions to make in the next couple months because stuff I was getting into, it was either going to go deeper or either I'm going to repent of it and turn to Jesus for my help. But it was working through a lot of stuff, had a lot of decisions I was trying to make on my own. And, you know how that is, if you try to make your own decisions, it doesn't turn out the best every time. Anyhow, we talked about it there at Leroy's place, and it never crossed my mind that I'd really want to. I mean, I knew I should, but I couldn't get rid of my music. I didn't want to confess it because that's what I enjoyed the most. And you know, I'd have people come up to me, talk to me about it, about you know, just giving my life up, serve the Lord. And some people I'd tell them I already did, you know, back when I was 14, but I knew it wasn't. I mean, I knew I wasn't. I knew if I died, I'd go to hell. And it's like Brother shared on hell last night. You know, I didn't want to think about it. That was something I didn't want to think about. And this last winter, one day, I forgot to mention it, I was listening to my music. We were going down. Remember exactly where I was. I was headed down 110, going past Thomas Fry there, and I had my music going. There's a song come on, probably most of you know it, if you're going through hell, and keep on going, and it's one of the worst songs, but that thing came on, and I swore to God I would never repent. And from that day on, I was hard because I knew what I told him, and I knew I was doomed for hell if I don't, but I didn't want to. And about, I forgot to mention this, 2 years ago, one night, I was sleeping, and all of a sudden I woke up and I thought somebody turned my light on. So I looked around, and there was something bright, and what happened, I seen Jesus was coming back, and he came back, and I was falling into hell. And I woke up, and I looked around, and I sat up in bed because it was so real to me, it scared me. And I see somebody outside my door, and I thought it was Mom, so I walked past my door once. I had a nightlight there, so it wasn't quite dark. And so I was like, hey, Mom, is that you? Nobody answered. I walked past my door again. I was like, Mom, what are you doing up here? Still nobody answered. And then the head peeks around the corner of the door, and I seen right who it was. It was the devil. He was walking back and forth out there. And I was shaking worse then than I am up here now, because I knew it was him. I was pretty sure. So I jump out of bed, and I go out there to look for him, and I couldn't find him. But then the next morning I went down and asked Mom, and she was up in my room. She said no. And I never told him what I seen, but I knew what it was. And it came from all that ungodly music I listened to, because that stuff is what, that's what that stuff does to a guy. And that really, really spoke to my heart, because I knew if Jesus would come back, I'd be going to hell. And it was that dream was real in my life, because I seen it. And I couldn't sleep after that night, probably for the last year and a half. I couldn't go to sleep. I'd lay there 1-2 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't go to sleep. And you know, I'd roll around, and these country songs would be going through my head. I'd try to get gospel songs going through my head, and it wouldn't work. That's what I didn't live for. And But praise God, I can sleep now. The other night there was a storm went through, and I never heard a storm. Mom and Dad were both up, and I never heard it. But praise the Lord for that. Then it was about a month ago, I was out. I do a little lawn care. I like working, outside. I do our own yard, spray it, fertilize it, and do whatever. I was out doing my grandma's yard. She called me. She wanted me to come out and spray it for her. So I was out there spraying it. When I got done, she wanted me to come inside. And so I went inside with her, and we talked about it, and she paid me to do it. Actually, I was mowing her yard that day. And she told me that, LaVon, I wish you'd give your heart to the Lord, get baptized, and be a Christian. It's like, yeah, I know I should, but I don't feel it's time yet. And you can only imagine what that did to your heart. You broke it. To see my grandma cry like that, that really spoke in my life. But I thank God she had the courage to tell me that. It really, I don't think I'll ever forget that night I was out there. Then in the last month, it was probably my worst time. I was headed downhill. Wednesday nights I'd stop at a gas station to get energy drinks or whatever. And I'd see the beer sitting there. And I was tempted. Every time I went to a gas station, I wanted one. I knew I shouldn't. I knew I didn't want to go there. But I'm afraid if I would have went on too much longer, I would have probably started, because that's the way I was headed. And my country music I didn't get the fun out of it I used to. And praise God, he spared me from rock. I'm glad he did that. But that was what I was headed for. I didn't care what anybody said. I was rebellious toward my dad, hated my dad. He tried to get me to wear certain shirts for Sunday, and I'd get mad at him. I'd tell him, I'm 18 or 19, I can do what I want. When am I ever going to be able to make my own decisions, But I'm glad he kept on me like that. Because otherwise I probably wouldn't be here today. Because I had a godly mom and dad. They were always there for me, but I wasn't willing to go to them and share with them what I was going through. So I was on my own. And life's hard if you got to pull plow by yourself. One of my friends had a great impact on my life here in the last 2 weeks. He kept texting me some Bible verses, told me I should straighten out my life. And I knew I should, and I knew I wanted to. But I wasn't ready yet. Until last Wednesday night. I think it was last Wednesday night. Not this past Wednesday, but the Wednesday before. I got told I should straighten out my life. And I knew then and there I wanted to. So Wednesday night, when I went to bed for the first time in probably 4 years, I prayed. And all this time I was in all this stuff, I had my Bible up in my room, but I never touched it for probably the last 6 years. I didn't do nothing with it. Mom used to, she'd open it up and lay it there for me to read, and I'd notice it, and all the pages would change, but I'd jump in bed and wouldn't worry about it. And I wouldn't pray before I go to bed. I went to bed to sleep, or try to sleep. But Wednesday night, for the first time, I broke down and prayed. And from there on, the next day, Mom and Dad noticed that I was happy. I didn't say anything about it to them yet. Thursday went, and I knew I was trying to get the courage to tell them what happened, or what I wanted to do. But Thursday went by, and I didn't get it done. Friday came, and we came over here Friday night. No, we didn't come over here Friday night. It's Sunday. Oh, yeah, that's right. You singing was Friday night. I was up here. I didn't feel like singing. I was in a bad mood that night. And stuff I was working through. I was up here anyhow. Just to fit in with all the rest, I guess. So Saturday came, and I was sprayed our yard, sprayed the church house yard, and spraying Leroy's yard, and sprayed Greg's yard that day. And I was over at Leroy. I was texting pretty heavy that day, and I was working through a lot of stuff because I knew what had to happen. Because Saturday night there was a ball game up north, and I didn't really want to go anymore. Because I knew our relationship had to stop up there because of what we were doing was ungodly. It was sin. And so I knew I had to tell her somehow. And so that was pretty heavy on my mind Saturday. And I told her. She understood, thank God, for what she was. It all worked out good, but I pray that nobody has to go through that, what that does to a man and a woman. But then Saturday night, after I got done spraying Greg's yard, I got a text from one of my friends again that told me it's God I need, not this other stuff. And that text really spoke to me because I was in the house already. I had sprayed Greg's yard. And I knew I was going to do it. And when that text came, it broke my heart. And I told Mom, I want to repent. I want to be a real Christian and not be a hypocrite anymore. So Dad was out in the barn already. And Mom texted him and told him to come in, that I got something to share with him. And so it was about 7 o'clock, 7:30 is about this time. Saturday night, I broke down and asked the Lord for forgiveness for all my sinful stuff I did. And praise God, I know He cast it from as far as the east is from the west, and He'll remember no more. But as I was sitting there, I couldn't barely talk. I was crying because I didn't know what was happening to me, really. I mean, I knew what was happening, but I can't explain it. It's like you go walleye fishing. We went fishing here last Thursday. And I thought there I had something on the hook, but I never could get anything. And then finally I caught one, and then finally I knew what I was feeling for. You know, on that hook, they don't hit like bass, they just hit real soft. And once you get that, you know how it feels. And, you know, somebody could tell me how it'd feel to be born again, and I wouldn't, you know, I could try to imagine. But once you're actually born again and you know how it feels, you'd never go back to what a pain of a life that other life was I lived. So just keep praying for me in that area. Just stay strong and have my boldness and go forth and not be scared of men. And after we said a prayer there, you know, I went out and chored. I had to tell somebody what happened because I couldn't barely keep quiet anymore. So I called Leroy at like 10 o'clock or 9:30. That's probably closer to 10. I knew he'd be in bed already or getting close to be to bed. Text him and ask him if I could come over. Because I had texted him earlier and told him that I'm now your brother in Christ. And when I went over there, we talked till probably 11 o'clock. Because his testimony was quite similar to my testimony, and we were brothers. So he now has a new worker, I guess. So praise God for that. And at this time, if Mom and Dad and Leroy's family want to come up here to sing a song, they can come up here. Got one more verse to share in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All unrighteousness. And I know there's some of my friends out here today that didn't make a commitment yet. And I know how that feels, being under somebody sharing a testimony like this. It doesn't feel good. But you can make it feel good. If you come to the Lord Jesus and you repent, you will never regret it. So just give up your texting with whoever it is. Give up your music. Whatever it is, you name it. You know what's in your heart. I just pray that, confess it to God, and He will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And you'll be a new man. You'll never feel the same. So with that, it's pretty much all I had to share. So hope you were blessed and hope it made sense to you all. And one thing I look forward to yet is a believer's baptism. So you're all welcome to come to that whenever it is. I don't know yet, but well, hopefully it'll be soon. So God bless.
Say.